Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's talk about family.
Hi everyone, my name is Pauline. What's your family like? Today's topic is small talk.
The title of our lesson is Let's Talk About Family. Let's talk about family. So, we talked about this yesterday too. We learned a lot of useful words when we talk about our families. Do you remember any of them?
Oh, well, of course, my favorite word we learned was nephew. A nephew is the son of your brother or your sister. My sister just had a baby boy named Jimmy. He is my nephew.
There are many words we learned about aunt, daughter, niece. Wow. And I think it's time that we start learning. And don't worry, we will review together as well. So let's look at the Read It. Here's Pauline for some help.
Adam was born in Seattle. Tina's cousin and her husband live there. Adam is not her aunt and uncle's first grandson. He is their third grandson. They have two granddaughters, too. James' older brother has twins. James sent them a birthday present. He sent them money. His brother will buy bicycles for the twins.
Well, I know you are from a state called Montana, but were you also born there?
Yes, I was. I was born in Billings, Montana. That is a large city near the small town that I am from. My small town doesn't have a hospital, so my parents went to another city to have me.
Wow. Well, it's always fun to talk about where we are from and our families. So let's get started. Here's Christina with our keywords for today.
Hello, Tina的表姐生小baby 了。她的名字是 Adam, 是在西雅图生的。 Adam was born in Seattle. 形容词 born 就是出生、诞生的。表姐生了小男孩，这个小男婴就是她阿姨的孙子 grandson. Adam is her aunt's grandson. 其实她阿姨另外还有两个孙女 granddaughter. She has two granddaughters. James 的双胞胎侄子和侄女生日到了， James 想要送他们生日礼物。James wants to send them a birthday present. 礼物就是 present. 他先汇钱给他哥哥，然后请他买脚踏车当作礼物。He is going to buy them bicycles. 自行车或者是脚踏车就是 bicycle.
Where was Adam born?
In Seattle. My cousin and her husband live there.
Will you go and see the baby?
Yes, I plan to visit next month. My parents are there now.
Is Adam your aunt and uncle's first grandson?
No, he is their third grandson. They have two granddaughters, too.
They are lucky grandparents.
They are busy grandparents.
Okay, Pauline, who are Susie and Tina talking about?
They are talking about Adam. Remember, Tina said yesterday that her cousin just had a baby boy. He is 2 weeks old and his name is Adam.
Where was Adam born?
In Seattle. That is a large city in Washington State. Tina says her cousin and her husband live there. Tina plans to visit them next month.
Hey, Pauline, I remember you have a nephew, too. Do you plan to visit your nephew anytime soon?
Yes, I plan to visit in a few weeks. I am so excited to meet him. I can't wait.
To plan to do something, this is a common and useful phrase in English. So let's go to Christina to learn more about that.
Tina 的表姐刚生了小宝宝，她计划下个月去看他们。I plan to visit next month. 我们来看 plan to visit. 首先 plan 是一般动词计划打算的意思。 而 to 加上原形动词 to visit 就是不定词，不定词可以当 plan 的受词，所以计划些什么呢？计划去看望生孩子的表姐。所以不定词做受词的例子很多，比如 I want to help you， 不定词片语 to help you 就是 want 的受词。还有像 We decided to have noodles， 我们决定要吃面，这是 to have noodles 做 decide 的受词。
Thanks, Christina. Hey, Peter, do you plan to do anything fun this weekend?
Well, teach English, of course. And I want to go to a movie with friends this weekend, but I haven't planned anything yet.
Well, it's Tuesday. You still have time to plan.
That's true. But let's get back to Tina and Susie. Susie asks, is Adam your aunt and your uncle's first grandson?
Tina says no, he is not their first grandson. Before Adam, they already had two grandsons, so Adam is their third. What is a grandson, Peter?
Oh, good question. Let's think about that. Tina's aunt and uncle have a daughter. Their daughter has a son named Adam. Adam is their grandson.
Here's another example. My name is Pauline.I have a mom. My mom's name is Denise. I am Denise's daughter. If I have a baby boy, it will be my mom's grandson, Denise's grandson.
But what if you have a girl, a daughter?
Okay, good question. My daughter will be my mom's granddaughter.
Got it. Okay, so Tina's uncle and aunt are grandparents.They have three grandsons and two granddaughters.
Susie thinks they are lucky to have so many grandsons and granddaughters. But Tina says they are also very busy.
Well, that is true. Kids do keep parents and grandparents very busy. But still, I think they are probably very happy.
Well, friends, it's time for a break. Are you planning to visit any family this year?Talk about it during the break. Then we'll be right back to learn some more. Don't go away!
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way!
Welcome back, friends. Hey, Pauline.Tina's cousin lives in Washington. Is that the same thing as Washington, D.C.?
Oh, no. Those are two different places. Washington, D.C. is a city. It's the capital of the United States and is on the east side of the country. But Washington is a state, just like California or Colorado. Washington State is in the northwest side of the United States.
Thanks, Pauline. Well, now let's go back to the Jungle Cafe and learn some more about James's family.
How many brothers do you have?
I have two. I have one older brother and one younger brother. My older brother has the twins.
How old are they?
They're 4 years old.
Did you send them a birthday present?
Of course, I sent my brother some money. He is going to buy them bicycles.
What a nice present!
Hey, Pauline, I know that you have a sister, but you also have some brothers, right? How many brothers do you have?
I do have brothers, yes. I have two brothers. I am the oldest, so I have two younger brothers and a younger sister.
That's great. How many brothers does James have?
Don't you remember?
Yes, but I'm asking because Christina likes that question a lot. How many brothers do you have? So let's go to her right now for more about this.
Taylor 问 James, How many brothers do you have? 你有几个兄弟？请你看一下 brothers 这个字。 虽然不知道 James 到底有几个兄弟，可能只有一个或更多，但是问的时候 brothers 一定要用加 s 的复数形态。我们来看例句 ,How many books did you buy? 你买了几本书 ?How many students do you have? 你有多少学生？看到了吗 ?Books 和 students 都要用复数。另外还有补充说明一下，如果你问的东西是不可数名词的话，就要用 how much 来问。比如 water 和 money 都是不可数名词，你就要说 how much water do we have? How much money do you need? 这种不可数名词要用 much.
Thanks, Christina. Okay, Peter, so how many brothers does James have?
He has two brothers.One older and one younger brother. Now, do you remember which brother has twins?
Oh, no. But wait, let me think. James is pretty young, so I don't think his younger brother is old enough to have kids. I think it's his older brother who has twins. Am I right?
You are right. Yes. Do you remember how old they are?
Yes, the twins are 4 years old. That's a fun age. Did you hear what James is doing for their birthday?
Yes, he is sending them a birthday present, right? A present is another word for a gift.
Well, James wants to give his nephew and niece birthday presents. He wants to give them bicycles. But that's hard to send in the mail. So he sent his brother money to buy the bikes.
Wow, I wish he was my uncle, too. That's a great idea and a great sentence. Let's practice more with Rebecca.
Hello, friends. I am so excited. Why? Well, it's time to learn a new grammar point. If you want to say that you sent someone something, you could use this grammar point.What are we waiting for? Let's look at a few examples. First, I sent my sister some toys. Or, I sent my grandpa some books. It looks like you are ready to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. I sent my mom a birthday card last week.
That's nice of you.I'm sure that she will be glad when she gets that card. To get is the opposite of send or to give.
That's right. I wrote a card and sent it to my mom. A few days later, my mom got the card. James sent money to his brother. When his brother gets the money, he will buy bicycles for the twins.
What a nice present.
What a nice phrase. In fact, I thinkWhat a nice present is today's
calendar phrase.
What a nice present.
What a nice present.
这个礼物真好。
Someone gave me flowers.
What a nice present.
Someone gave me candy.
What a nice present.
Someone gave me a gift.
What a nice present. Who gave you these nice presents?
A nice person.
Oh, nice. What a nice present.
What a nice present.
这个礼物真好。
What a nice calendar phrase. Friends, we've learned a lot of good words and phrases today, so let's review those key words that we learned. Let's look at them together.
Here's your first key word for today. Born. Born. When were you born?
Grandson. Grandson. Tim's parents have three grandsons.
Granddaughter. Granddaughter. My parents have one granddaughter.
present. Present. She got 5 presents for her birthday.
Bicycle. Bicycle. I ride my bicycle in the park. Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our lesson one more time together.
Where was Adam born?
In Seattle. My cousin and her husband live there.
Will you go and see the baby?
Yes, I plan to visit next month. My parents are there now.
Is Adam your aunt and uncle's first grandson?
No, he is their 3rd grandson. They have 2 granddaughters, too.
They are lucky grandparents.
They are busy grandparents. How many brothers do you have?
I have 2. I have 1 older brother and 1 younger brother. My older brother has the twins.
How old are they?
They're 4 years old.
Did you send them a birthday present?
Of course. I sent my brother some money. He is going to buy them bicycles.
What a nice present!
Hey, Pauline, can you think of any 2 famous twins?
Oh, sure, of course. Our friends Serena and Christina. Remember, they worked with us. They did twin time. Many people here couldn't tell the difference between them. They do look very similar.
But not all twins look alike, right?
Well, that's true. Of course, some twins are like James's nephew and his niece. One is a girl and one is a boy. So those twins will be easy to tell apart.
Did you know that the famous actress Scarlett Johansson has a twin brother?
Who's Scarlett Johansson?
You know, the actress in Iron Man and other Avenger movies.
Oh, right, her. Really? She has a twin?
Yes, a twin brother. See, that's her twin brother in this picture. He isn't an actor like his sister, so not many people know him.
That is interesting. Are there any other famous people who have a twin brother or sister?
Well, if you know Fast and Furious, Vin Diesel is another famous actor. He has a twin brother, but they don't look the same.
How interesting. Well, this was a fun chat. I always enjoy talking to you, Peter. But I think it's time to let someone else talk. Let's go see what Ginger and James are chatting about today.
James, you have 2 babies.
Well...
Did you have twins?
Well, these are twins, but they're not mine. I'm babysitting.
Babysitting?
Yes. These are my neighbor's grandchildren.
Your neighbor's grandchildren?
Yes. My neighbor's daughter had twins. A girl and a boy.
So your neighbor has a grandson and a granddaughter?
No, she has 5 grandchildren.
Oh, no. Where are the other ones? Did you lose them? Kids, come back. Where are you?
Ginger, stop. My neighbor is watching her 3 oldest grandchildren, and I'm watching these 2.
Oh, do you enjoy watching them?
Yes, babysitting is fun, especially for twins.
Really?
When they laugh, it's really funny.
Oh, but when they cry, it's not funny at all. Wah, wah, wah.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack. Welcome to Jack's File. I'm just looking at some photos of my family. I have pictures of my wife and my daughter. She is so cute and is 3 years old. I have many pictures of my wife. Some she likes and some she doesn't. And I have pictures of my parents and my in-laws. Those are my wife's parents. My mother-in-law and my father-in-law are wonderful people. I like to look at family pictures, don't you?
Family is important to many people. All of us have an immediate family. This means our parents and our brothers and sisters. Or if you're married, your immediate family is your husband or wife and children. But family is more than just the immediate family. All of us have an extended family. In our extended family, we can include our parents' parents, who are our grandparents. And we may have great-grandparents too. They are our grandparents' parents. We may also have aunts and uncles. They are our parents' sisters and brothers. If your brother or sister has children, then you have nieces or nephews. And if your aunts or uncles have children, they are your cousins. Sometimes sad things happen in families. Parents divorce. And sometimes divorced parents marry again. If each person in that new marriage has children, then you have a blended family. And the children are stepbrothers and sisters. That can get confusing. Sometimes extended families gather together for fun. This is called a family reunion. It's fun to talk to relatives that you don't see very often. Everyone has a good time talking about being together with family. A family reunion can be a fun time.
When I look at my family pictures, I remember fun times with my family. Right now, I'm looking at a picture of my grandmother's birthday party. A lot of people came to that party. All of my aunts and uncles and their children were there. That was great because my grandmother could see all her grandchildren. I hope she has another party next year. Well, I've got to go now. Thanks for joining me today. See you next time on Jack's File.
Hey, Pauline, what baby names do you like?
Oh, I always loved the name Sophia, but now it's really popular, and I want my kid to have a name that is special and different.
What about Rainbow or Butterfly?
What? No, those aren't names.
Okay, well, you'll still have to think about it. You have time. Friends, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.